Okay, it looks like we have everybody on the line, so we'll go ahead and get started. Again, this is John Fugere with the University of Missouri System. And who we have on the line today is we have the chair of the Board of Curators, Pam Henriksen. We have the president of the UM System, Michael Middleton, and we have Sir of the University of Missouri Columbia, Hank Foley. I'm going to hand this off to Chair Henriksen, who will read a statement. And when she is done with that, then we will have a statement from Chancellor Foley. And after that, we will take questions from the media who are on the line. I would ask media folks, when we get to the question and answer portion, if you would just state your name and who you represent before you ask the question, that would be quite helpful. So with that, I will turn it over to Curator, Chair of the Board of the Curators, Pam Henriksen. Pam?
Last week, the Board of Curators received the investigative report detailing the relevant facts surrounding recent conduct by MU Assistant Professor Dr. Melissa Click. On January 27th, the board had authorized the Office of General Counsel to conduct an investigation with outside counsel if needed, so the board could determine whether additional discipline for Dr. Click was warranted. Investigators reviewed hundreds of relevant documents, materials, and video recordings, as well as interviewed more than 20 witnesses. Dr. Click was interviewed twice and was represented by counsel on occasions. When Dr. Click identified witnesses that she thought were relevant, outside counsel interviewed or attempted to interview each of those witnesses and included their information in the report. On February 12th, Dr. Click was provided a complete copy of the report and was offered the opportunity to submit a written response. Her response was received on February 19th, after which the board received the final report from the investigators, including Dr. Click's response. After reviewing the report and Dr. Click's response and after extensive discussion, the board voted last night in executive session to terminate the employment of Dr. Click. She has the right to appeal her termination. The board went to significant lengths to ensure fairness and due process to Dr. Click. The board believes that Dr. Click's conduct was not compatible with university policies and did not meet expectations for a university faculty member. The circumstances surrounding Dr. Click's behavior, both at a protest in October when she tried to interfere with police officers who were carrying out their duties, and at a rally in November when she interfered with members of the media and students who were exercising their rights in a public place and called for intimidation against one of our students, we believe demand serious action. The board respects Dr. Click's right to express her views and does not base this decision on her support for students engaged in protest or their views. However, Dr. Click was not entitled to interfere with the rights of others, to confront members of law enforcement, or to encourage potential physical intimidation against students. Together as a university community, we must move forward from the events of the fall. The board will continue to engage in productive and meaningful conversations with student and campus leaders to facilitate communication, transparency, and to address issues brought to the forefront.
Okay, now we'll have a statement from Chancellor Foley. Chancellor?
Sure. The process the Board of Curators has used to reach a determination about Dr. Click's employment is not typical. But these are extraordinary times in our university's history. And I want to say that I'm completely in agreement with the board that the termination of Dr. Click is in the best interest of the University of Missouri. Her actions in October and November directly violate our core values. And I can assure you, just as Chairwoman Henriksen has said, that there has been tremendous fairness and due process and investigation prior to coming to this decision. I personally would like to reiterate my commitment to ensuring a university community where we all feel valued and heard. Work is already underway to be more inclusive, and much more is to come. But in the meantime, I will continue to say I look forward. And I look forward to meaningful conversations on this campus in the fullness of time. Thank you.
Okay, with that, we will open it up for questions now. Again, if you could say who you are and who you're with, that would be helpful, but the phone line is open.
This is Marae Williams with the Kansas City Star. I'd like to ask how much did the pressure coming from General Assembly lawmakers and their call for Professor Click to be fired, how much did that factor into, if at all, the decision that was made by the university?
Well, of course, we were aware of the General Assembly's opinion, but we, the board didn't take that into account in making its decision. We strictly viewed the investigative report and looked at Dr. Click's behavior.
Yeah, this is Dale Singer at St. Louis Public Radio. Have you gotten any reaction from Professor Click or ex-Professor Click since she learned the news?
No.
This is Marae Williams, the Kansas City Star, again. Have you gotten any reaction from legislators or lawmakers since she's gotten the news, or have they been informed about this action?
We've heard nothing yet.
Hello, this is Rudy Keller from the Columbia Tribune. Ms. Hendrickson, can you explain why you voted against firing Melissa Click?
The board voted to terminate Dr. Click, and I support the board's decision.
But the vote was 4-2, and you were one of the people opposed. I was curious why you voted against it.
Well, those are individual. You know, my opinion doesn't matter. The board voted to terminate her, and I support the board's decision.
Who was the other person who voted against it?
Curator John Phillips.
Chancellor Foley, this is Rudy Keller again. With the American Association of University Professors watching this very closely, and the Faculty Council Chairman, Ben Trachtenberg, already sending me a statement that the board has acted unfairly, do you think it'll be difficult to recruit faculty in the wake of this decision?
You know, I really don't. I think we've got a tremendous opportunity ahead of us, and we've got tremendous support. We're doing great things across the campus. I can't predict what AAUP will do, and I don't agree with Ben Trachtenberg's characterization.
Chancellor Foley, this is Marae Williams of the Kansas City Star again. Just piggybacking on Rudy's question, what kind of precedent does this set for how the university in the future will handle faculty behavior?
I'm happy to answer that. I don't think so that this will set a precedent, to be honest with you. I think it's a fairly unprecedented case. But what I do think it will do is cause us to do a much more thoughtful reflection on our policies and procedures going forward. And I think that's much warranted, and this case demonstrates that to me.
Now, this is Jim Sir.
Was that you, Professor Middleton?
That was Hank Foley. Jim Sir, you have a question?
Yes, I'm just curious if there was any severance package or anything else, or if this was strictly a dismissal without any any pay, I guess.
It's a straight-up dismissal.
Okay.
Hi, this is Jackson Bollinger with KCOU. I'm wondering if you guys anticipate any reaction from the student body, and if there is a large reaction, how will you address it?
So I can answer that. This is Hank Foley. It's never easy to predict how students will react to things, but there certainly is likely to be some reactions from some students to this. We'll address it the way we always address things, which is to say that our students are allowed to protest, they're allowed to speak, they have their First Amendment rights.
This is Rudy Keller again. We haven't heard from Dr. Middleton at all on this. Dr. Middleton, do you think that the board has acted fairly, and do you agree with Dr. Foley that you don't see that it'll have an impact on recruiting of faculty?
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Foley on that point, and I agree with the decision of the board. I think they handled it fairly, objectively. They did an exhaustive investigation. And if you read the investigative report, it makes it fairly clear that Professor Click's behavior was inappropriate and unacceptable, and I fully support the board's decision.
Rudy Keller again. Will you be releasing the investigative report?
Yeah, Rudy, this is John Fair. That will be on statements that are read are being sent out statewide to media, and on there will be the links to the entire investigative report.
This is Jim Sir with the Associated Press. It appears that Dr. Click has limited recourse here, but those recourses include a lawsuit. Has she indicated that she may challenge this action to the board at all?
We've heard nothing from Dr. Click.
Okay. But she. This is Marae Williams as a star, but she does have the option to appeal this decision.
She has the right to ask the board for reconsideration.
Is this is Karan Addo from the Post-Dispatch. What would that appeal look like? I mean, what process would she have to go through to do that?
In some ways, it would be her process. She could submit anything to us she wants to, for us to consider to cause us to change our minds.
Are there any other avenues of appeal besides reappealing to the board?
No. It's our decision.
This is Carol Daniel from KMOX Radio in St. Louis. What do you say to those who might feel that this action comes from pressure from lawmakers specifically?
All I can say is that we didn't take legislative pressure was not discussed when we made the decision. We simply reviewed Dr. Click's behavior and found it unacceptable for a university professor.
This is Karan Addo again with the Post-Dispatch. So people said her behavior was unacceptable, but that also it violated certain university policies. What specific policies did Dr. Click violate?
The decision letter has all those citations in it.
Okay.
This is Dale Singer. Can I ask a question about the presidential search?
Dale, let's look at a different time if that's okay. We want to make sure that we address this issue for now, but we could do that another time if that's okay.
This is Steve Collowidge from the Chronicle of Higher Education. Why did the Board of Curators take this decision unto itself rather than allow the procedure outlined in the university bylaws to unfold? Regarding faculty responsibility.
Well, we allowed some time to go by, and no one took the opportunity to avail themselves of that process. So we believe that allowing the conduct to go unaddressed threatened to undermine the university's principles and the educational environment. We thought it was in the best interest of the University of Missouri.
This is Karan Addo from the Post-Dispatch. Ms. Hendrickson, I want to make sure I understood that last answer. No one availed themselves, like no one filed a complaint?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? No one filed
right.
a complaint, so okay, thanks.
This is Marae Williams with the Kansas City Star. My question is, would the board have even begun any type of an investigation of Professor Click or taken any steps whatsoever if no one made a complaint against her and the legislature had not put pressure or not made noise about wanting her fired?
That calls for speculation. That didn't happen, so I can't answer it.
Well, I guess then the question goes back to the initial investigation in itself, was that brought about by questions about whether she should be fired that came from lawmakers?
The initial investigation was commenced when the local prosecutor filed criminal charges against her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hi, this is Colleen from Colleen Flaherty from Inside Higher Ed. And when you say that nobody filed a complaint against her, do you mean that no one at university on her campus filed a complaint against her, and so the board sort of took its own action?
Well, once the local prosecutor had charged her with a crime against a student, the board felt it necessary to take action.
So, Carol Daniel from KMOX again. Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought the investigation was underway before the prosecutor.
No. It was the action of the prosecutor that stimulated the request for the investigation.
Even though he allowed her to do community service?
Well, as soon as he filed the charges, we commenced the investigation, and then those two processes proceeded independently.
And can I ask as well, in her comments, I have some of the attachments you sent, in her comments, in Melissa Click's examples that she wanted to use to defend herself, she describes there being no university police. She describes the press being aggressive, students being afraid. My question is, will curators and the Columbia campus leadership specifically rethink, are you rethinking how you would handle such events in the future?
I can take that. This is Hank Foley. I'm chancellor at MU. About 6 weeks ago, I put together a campus-wide task force to look at just those very questions. It's being led by a gentleman named Bob Sherry, who is a renowned professor of law. And we have a group of people, including faculty members, administrators, staff, MUPD, and Bob himself. And they'll be addressing the behaviors that we saw last fall and trying to understand exactly what it is allowable and that which is outside the bounds of allowability. So to answer your question, yes, we've begun that very process.
This is Dale Singer again. Four votes is a majority of the actual curators, but it's less than the majority of if the board.
Sorry, we can't hear you. This is Hank Foley. We have no idea what you're saying.
Someone's phone is reverbing. Can someone turn your mic off? Someone must have us on speaker or something to cause that kind of feedback. I'm sorry to jump in.
Hey, Dale Singer, go ahead and ask your question again. A little louder, please.
Okay. Four votes is a majority of the number of curators that you have, but it's not a majority if there was a full complement of curators. Do you think that makes the decision any less viable?
No.
This is Rudy Keller again. What have you told to the lobbyists who work for the university on its behalf to say to legislators regarding this action and the upcoming committee votes on the budget cuts that have been proposed in the House?
We haven't communicated with them.
This is Karan Addo. So you said that the legislators the legislature's pressure had nothing to do with the decision, but do you expect that this decision will relieve some of the pressure that you've been getting?
The legislature will do what they will do.
Hi, Colleen Flaherty from Inside Higher Ed. I think Chancellor Foley, you mentioned that these are extraordinary times for the university. There's obviously a lot going on in the fall and all this occurred. Just to what extent did that sort of inform the discussions, if you know there were any discussions that the board had prior to the vote?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Could you sort of rephrase it? I'm not sure I get what you're saying.
Sure. Just that, you know, there was a lot of confusion, a lot going on.
Oh, I get it. So you're saying to what extent did the current context maybe affect the vote of the board? I would say it didn't. I would say that as Pam said, the investigation was prompted by the prosecutor taking action against Dr. Click. And then the consideration of action was really based completely on the investigative report and a consideration of our CRR's principles and values.
More questions?
Yeah, so one more. What is your message? What do you think this message may send, and what is your message to concerned students 1950 who may or may not feel that Melissa Click was on their side, if you will, and her firing may send some sort of negative message to them? What is your message to them?
If you'd like me to go first, Pam, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Concerned Student 1950 raised a lot of really important questions for us last fall, and we have worked hard since November 11th when I've come into office with Chuck Henson to really address as many of their concerns about inclusivity and the like as we possibly can. I'd like them to realize that these two are not connected, and that we will consider and continue to consider those things that we need to do to make our campus much more inclusive as we go forward.
This is Rudy Keller. Dr. Foley, will you be still be speaking to the faculty council this afternoon as you were scheduled to do so?
Rudy, yes, I will be. I look forward to seeing you there.
And I have a follow-up to my last question.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, and that is the 1950 re-released their, as you know, their demands, using air quotes here. There is a sense from them that they have been pushed to the back burner because of all the focus on Professor Click. Do you feel that that has occurred? What do you say to them in that regard?
Well, this is Hank Foley again. I received an email along with probably hundreds of other people yesterday that had a Prezi attached to it, and I went through the Prezi, and I thought the Prezi was actually very nicely assembled. And I just need to work with Chuck to look through the details of that and to meet with them and work through some of the issues. So I don't really understand the question. It's a juxtaposition I don't agree with, or the premise of a juxtaposition that I don't really buy. We are working hard to make this campus much more inclusive for all Missourians of any color, creed, or background.
Thank you.
This is Will Schmidt from the Columbia Missourian. Seeing as faculty responsibility charges can be filed by anyone associated with the university, did the Board of Curators ever consider filing such a charge?
No.
We have time for one more question. One more.
Yeah, this is Rudy Keller from the Columbia Tribune. I was curious if I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Go ahead with the other reporter. I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead from the Missourian. Go ahead.
My other question was, why did the curators not consider filing a charge of faculty responsibility?
I really don't have an answer to that.
Were you aware that you were able to file such a charge?
We were hoping that a member of the faculty would file such a charge, but that didn't happen.
Steve Collins with the Chronicle of Higher Education. Just quickly, what was the most persuasive evidence that you heard on Ms. Click's behalf?
On Ms. Click's behalf?
Yeah. What was the evidence that most challenged and the board had to think hardest about before deciding to vote as far as people who spoke on her behalf or circumstances that made you sympathetic to her position? I'd like to hear from each of you, if you don't mind.
I can't say that I think there was much on Dr. Click's behalf that was compelling.
What should she have done differently? Should she have not addressed the police at the parade? Should she have not called for muscle? Should she have not wound up going viral? What should she have done differently in your mind that would inform other faculty in the future?
I'll be happy to jump in and give some some sense of an answer to that. It's hard to look back, you know. Kierkegaard said that life is understood in the backward direction, but lived in the forward direction. So it's hard to look forward and say what. But what I've said to faculty, and I'll continue to state it to faculty, is that we need to be mindful of the fact that we are teachers, scholars, and that we are members of a broader community, and that mindfulness is crucial to us, and that our behavior is important because we are teachers of young people, and we're given a privileged place in society with tenure. So I think all of those things require that we think carefully about our actions and carefully about how we go forward. None of this had to do with scholarship. It did have something to do with teaching, though, and I think that's where we need to be careful. And we also need to recognize that social media is everywhere, and our actions need to be considered, given that social media is everywhere.
I'm sorry. I'd like to follow up.
We're going to be done for now. If you did not receive the statements, which also have all the reports, please get in touch with me, and I'll make sure you get those. But thanks, everyone, for joining the call today.
Thank you.